With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Syrian government has collapsed following to a lightning rebel offensive that seized control of the capital overnight. Crowds pouring into the streets this morning to celebrate the end of the Assad family's 50 years of iron rule. Syrian state television airing a video statement from a group of men saying that President Bashar Assad has been overthrown and all detainees in jails have been set free. The Biden administration wants to expand compensation for stranded airline passengers. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Before Joe Biden leaves office next month, the administration is taking steps toward requiring airlines to pay cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded when an airline causes flights to be canceled or changed. The Transportation Department supports the new passenger protections because air travel is breaking records. But an airline industry group warns that the proposal would drive up ticket prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
General Motors has reached an agreement to sell its stake in a nearly completed electric vehicle battery plant in Lansing. Correspondent Jeremy House explains why.
The company said it has a non-binding agreement for the sale to joint venture partner LG Energy Solution of South Korea. The companies expect to close the sale by the end of March. GM has spent about $1 billion on the Lansing factory. GM says it'll rely on joint venture factories in Warren, Ohio and Spring Hill, Tennessee to supply factories that make 7 electric vehicles now on sale in the U.S.
As the search for UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson's killer stretches into a fourth day and beyond the New York City limits, investigators are reckoning with a tantalizing dichotomy. They have lots and lots of evidence, but the shooter himself remains an enigma. This is SRN News. Germany is famous for its Christmas markets that date back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers rainbow pierogi and entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. Meanwhile, the Christmas markets are also under tight security. In 2016, a Muslim extremist plowed through a crowd of market goers in Berlin with a truck, killing 13 and injuring dozens. The Border Patrol has been hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and an unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent tells the Associated Press, quote, "The hardest thing is people don't understand what we do. We've been called terrible names." This is SRN News. Well, there's nothing like making a second go of it.
A Pennsylvania couple divorced 50 years ago. Now they are going to tie the knot again. Faye Cable and Robert Wenrich were married in 1951. They had 4 kids and then divorced in 1975. Both remarried and remained with their subsequent spouses for many years until their spouses died. Cable and Wenrich always had a good relationship, and they recently decided it was time to take the plunge once again. Jason Walker reporting.
18 white bearded men who resemble the late author Ernest Hemingway have arrived in Havana for the weekend to visit some of the favorite places when he lived on the island decades ago. Members of the Hemingway Lookalike Society visited the author's favorite bar in La Florida, where the music immediately picked up and tourists gathered to take photos. This is SRN News.